So the first question that I ask in general, school board generally is kind of a thankless job. What drew you to apply to run for Foley School Board?
I want to roll up my sleeves and help. I have 45 years of education at all levels. I'm not the answer. I think I can add to the arsenal of support. I've done instructional coaching. I've taught teachers. I used to do school improvement work. I know the school board operations and school finance. I'm ready to serve. I want to roll up my sleeves and help.
So you've almost made a career then of helping schools reach their potential. Could you talk about your experience working with, in this case, charter schools?
Sure. And I've been with Innovative Quality Schools. I'm just starting my second year with them. Prior to that, I was with Minnesota Reading Corps. And Innovative Quality Schools is a consortium of charter schools. And IQS, Innovative Quality Schools, serves as the authorizing agency for those charter schools. Any charter school, before they're allowed to open and allowed, given the sanction or the permission to open by MDE, they have to have an authorizing agency. And so Innovative Quality Schools serves as that authorizing agency. My role is to oversee mission, governance, and performance. So I oversee those three categories in the five schools that I'm serving this year. Governance has given me not only the certification in board finance and school board operations, I've just been recently certified in both of those areas, but it gives me the experience in overseeing and being a part of many different school board meetings and how school boards run efficiently and how school boards run where there's conflict. And my role is to help not only oversee, but offer counsel and guidance in that regard.
Looking into the Foley Public Schools, what do you think that they do really well?
The elementary school is a stellar operation in terms of teaching kids how to read. And as students progress through school, what I want to see is that kind of quality of instruction and intervention continues. And sadly, we just lost the math interventionist for the intermediate school. She was only there for 1 year. And so I'd like to see more support, not only for the students, but also for those hardworking teachers. Teachers are expected to do almost an untenable job when you're looking at the social emotional impacts of COVID on the students. When students came back to face to face, they'd been 2 years without knowing how to be a member of a community. And especially when you look at this year's second graders who had kindergarten virtually and first grade virtually, now they're plopped into a second grade classroom, and you know, they are expected to be part of a community. So it's part of our job as educators to look at that whole child and not only drill in the facts, but find a way to make sure that peg fits into that hole. You know, gone are the days that we try to change the shape of the peg. It's time to change the shape of the hole. And so our instruction needs to change, and our instruction needs to match each child.
Now, looking ahead, you have a lot of experience in the ins and outs, the inner workings of education. What challenges do you see on the horizon? What dark clouds worry you?
The impact of COVID. I look at 2 years of, I won't say complete learning loss, but there was learning loss in 2 years of COVID. And even coming back last year was an adjustment year. Like, what is this? You know, first graders were going, how does this even work? So a lot of adjustment needed to happen. Thankfully, we in most schools have a solid core of social workers and counselors who can help with almost like re-entry. And so I see that COVID as that dark cloud of how are we going to recover from that? And how are we going to catch our students up when we only have a finite amount of time and the finite number of days with which we have the opportunity to not only move kids forward, but how do we move them forward until they have the foundational ladder steps that they need to move forward? So that learning loss, that knowledge, that practice, that ability to apply what they've learned. And yes, I know that word on this sheet of paper, but how am I going to apply that and generalize that when I see that now in my Let's Find Out magazine and I'm reading an article about volcanoes or walruses or whatever? Will I be able to recognize and understand what that word is in that content area? So I think it's something that we'll see evidence of COVID for a number of years. And I think we're all aware of it. The fact that I think the big question is, what do we do about that? With that, our finite resources, finite number of days, and finite number of hours in the school day.
The next question is the campaign speech, the elevator speech. Why should we vote for Dr. Laura for school board?
Because I have what it takes to be a productive, positive member of this Foley School Board. I understand the workings of the school. I understand how school board operations and finance should work. I also understand that we won't always agree. As school board members, we won't always agree. And as productive, positive adults, we need to be able to agree to disagree and still be cordial and communicative with one another. With my vast school education background, I'm able to answer some of those questions like, what would you suggest? Have you ever been in this situation before? Many times to that question, I can answer yes. Because I've been in so many schools and have had such a vast background in not only school improvement, but also grant writing and serving as a school improvement leader, when there are issues around school improvement and improving assessment scores, I have experience with that as well.
Those are the questions that I had. Was there anything in particular that you wanted to bring to the table?
Well, I think it's important to understand that I do have school board background. Even though I've not been a member of a school board formally, I'm like an advisory member of a school board from a number of charter schools. And charter schools and district schools operate a little bit differently, but Robert's Rules of Order pertain, and the school board training on school finance still applies. And even though the codes might be different for different the finance side, we're still talking the meat and potatoes of running a school.